Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
St. Louisans have a lot on their minds this particular Memorial Day. Friends and loved ones who may have lost everything, communities decimated by Mother Nature, and neighbors taking time to help their neighbors. But I'd like to take a minute to live in the history of Memorial Day and what it means to our community and our country. Do you know the origin of this holiday? There's a common story that it dates back to May 30th, 1868. A general of former Union soldiers proclaimed it Decoration Day, from the early tradition of decorating graves with flowers and wreaths and flags. But that was not the first Memorial Day. A couple years earlier, in 1866, there were remembrances of the Civil War dead in towns like Columbus, Georgia, and Carbondale, Illinois, not far from here. But again, that's not the origin of Memorial Day. The first observance happened on May 1st, 1865, in Charleston, South Carolina. There is written evidence to support this. Remarkably, it was discovered in a dusty box in the mid-90s at the Houghton Library at Harvard University. Here's how historian David W. Blight described what he found from a New York Herald Tribune article.
The story was just almost unbelievable when I first read it. About 10,000 people marched around the old planter's race course. But it said it was led by some 2,000 or 3,000 black children carrying armloads of roses and flowers and singing John Brown's Body.
John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. John Brown's body lies a-moldering in the grave. His soul goes marching on.
The children were joined by black men, black women, and Union troops. They marched around the race course and gathered in a makeshift cemetery that was created by local black workmen. It was the burial site for more than 250 Union soldiers who had been imprisoned.
And they heard preaching from five black ministers, according to this article, broke up and went back into the infield of the old racetrack and did what most of us do on Memorial Day. They had picnics, they had a speaker stand with speeches. The children ran around. And they had an archway. And over the archway, they painted the inscription, Martyrs of the Race Course. These were the freed people of Charleston paying tribute to the Union dead. And it was their way of declaring the meaning of the war. That's the first Memorial Day.
The holiday was founded by African Americans. Today, a marker exists where the old race course used to be, denoting the first Memorial Day, May 1st, 1865. On May 3rd, 1915, Canadian John McCrae was inspired to write a poem while fighting in World War I in Belgium. Flanders Fields lives on as one of the most poignant war poems of all time, and it gave us the poppy as the new symbol of Memorial Day.
In Flanders fields the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that marks our place, and in the sky the larks, still bravely singing, fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead. Short days ago we lived, felt dawn and sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders fields.
Memorial Day is a time to remember those who sacrificed their lives or went missing in action. But let's not forget those left behind. The brothers and sisters, the parents and children, the friends and comrades. Every day is Memorial Day for them. They have to live with the pain and the trauma and the memories. They're the ones who must soldier on in life. One more Memorial Day tradition we all embrace is a simple melody, 24 notes on a bugle, 1 minute long. Up to the Civil War, the call for last post sounded something like this. But in July 1862, a Union general named Daniel Butterfield made some changes to the tune for Lights Out. Butterfield wrote a new composition to honor his men while in camp at Harrison's Landing, Virginia. Years later, it was described in a magazine as the most beautiful of all trumpet calls. Today, it is sounded at military funerals, wreath-laying, and memorial services. It may be the most emotional piece of music we all share as Americans. I'm, of course, referring to Taps, and that's Three Good Things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.